Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how he would cope with the costs if he were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Henge of the Henge Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Henge at 215-704-6385.
We're back with Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And for this segment, we have Bruce Henge with the Henge Agency. He's an independent specialist for mortgage protection, annuities, life, and safe retirement plans. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in today. So tell us how you came to what you are doing today.
Well, I've been working with the public now for probably at least 44 years. I started at a young age of 15, working for a local hardware store, served 3 years in the military, and then just continued after that working with the people in the public. I just have a real good passion and have been serving the public and protecting the families in case of different type of events.
That's great. Okay, Bruce, I have to be honest here. Whenever I hear insurance, I start to glaze over. So I'm really going to need you to help guide me through what is the value of life insurance?
Well, there's a special value when you purchase life insurance. You're not really just paying for a product. You're helping to invest in the comfort of knowing that the financial security of your dependents has been taken care of, even if you're not here to provide it. None of us like to think of our own mortality. But at some point, concern for your family needs, wonder how you can cope with the cost if you're not there.
I would think that part of a balanced life is making sure your family is taken care of. So I think this is a very important topic. So if you could explain the different types of insurance.
Well, basically, there really is only two different types. There's just a lot of variations of these two types. The one type is what we call term type insurance, which really means is like you're renting instead of owning, usually a smaller premium, a lesser premium. The other type is what we call whole life policies. These are permanent type policies. Those are policies that we really own for the life of our individual, the life of a particular person.
I would think, you know, it's hard to talk about the subject of what are we going to do if we're not here. How do you handle that with your clients?
Well, again, it comes down to the value of what of life insurance really is. And my mission is to help the individuals make those wise decisions to help protect the future of their families and making provide the resources to protect their family and their finances.
So why should you have life insurance? What does it protect us from or what does it provide?
Well, it provides a bunch of different alternatives, a lot of purposes. Some people have to pay for their final expenses. Some people use it to have children's expenses, replace the spouse's income. There are a number of reasons, some again to pay off debts. And to pay off estate taxes because we're at the end of our journey, we will have an estate and we'll have, unfortunately, the IRS and the different insurance. We do have to pay for those coverages. We do have to pay for those taxes.
And is it better to get the insurance the younger you are? Does the age have any effect on the term and the cost?
Well, when I look at it, I have insured children that are days old because we all need some type of coverage because if something does happen to ourselves with those events, there are expenses that are involved. So we do need that type of coverage. I cover ages up to 85 years old. So there's a different variation, different types of policies that you would look at for different ages. But all people really need some type of coverage, only because of that last time of our life.
Yeah. Now, what if somebody has insurance at their place of employment? Should they still have life insurance? Additional? Is it supplemental?
Well, insurance from an employer is good because they do have different types of policies that they do offer. The only thing that I try to point out with the people that do have employer's insurance is that it is the employer's insurance and not the individual. And what I mean by that is that if for some reason they lose their job or that they get disabled and they are no longer employed, they no longer have insurance. So what we try to do is we supplement that with an outside policy which they actually own for themselves in their name and not the employer's name. You are covered with the employer's insurance, but it will end in those cases.
And unemployment, you mentioned, does life insurance kick in under unemployment or?
No, what I meant was unemployed is that if you lose your job or if there's a downsizing with that employer, that is when that insurance supplied by the employer is no longer there, so that you would need something outside of that as an individual.
Okay. Well, I'm not glazing over yet. This is actually very interesting. Thank you for
very
I'm paying good. Attention. So how much insurance should one have? How do you determine that?
There's different thoughts on that because we don't know what every individual is needing. What we try to look at is what their required expenses are if they are not there. What I mean by that is that you could have the loss of your income. If one individual is the breadwinner and you lose that income, how much would it cost to replace that? That's where we get into the different avenues on the different types of insurance and how much coverage an individual would need. It's really a description of the individual on their lifestyle, because everyone has a different lifestyle, of course.
Yes, they do. I think that all would need to be customized for sure.
That's exactly what we try to do is customize. We customize with the different types of policies, and we also customize with the different types of companies that we represent.
Okay. And how do you apply for life insurance? Do you need a physical, an application?
In some cases, we do need a physical, but there's always some type of application, whether it's online or whether it's paper. There's always some type of application that's needed. Some of the policies that we have with different companies are what we call non-medical type policies, which really means is that no one comes out and takes a full physical to get approved for that insurance. They only answer some medical questions, and that's how they get approved.
And you'll meet wherever anyone needs to meet, in their home or
yes, I've,
Starbucks.
It is ideal to meet someone in their home to work with both partners, a man and wife, because they have different questions. They may need different reasons to have insurance. Or I can, I've met people at different fast food places like Starbucks or McDonald's to go over the different avenues, because a lot of people have different work schedules, and with their work schedules, it's hard to get them in one location sometimes.
That's great. I think the convenience of that and people feeling comfortable in their own homes, that's very helpful.
It's always helpful, and it is more comfortable that way. And I've done business in Pennsylvania and also New Jersey, so I do work in different areas, and we'll cover those areas with going to their own individual homes.
That's great. I know you're located in Harleysville, but you do service the Pennsylvania and New Jersey area, and you are having classes that are coming up in May that's open to the public to learn about Social Security and life insurance and annuities and such. So our audience can find more information. Do you want to give your phone number, Bruce?
Sure. Any information that they like can be obtained. My cell phone is always open. It's 215-704-7000. 6385 or by email. My email is bhenegey2@gmail.com.
Great. Stay tuned for our second segment with Bruce Henge from the Henge Agency. And I am Renee with In Touch Marketing, and we'll be right back.
Be my life, Jesus.
Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how you would cope with the cost if you were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Henge of the Henge Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Henge at 215-704-6385.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in this spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Tune in, Putting Your Financial House in Order, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on WFYL, 1180 AM.
I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we are with Balanced Life with Bruce Henge from Henge Agency. Welcome back, Bruce.
Thanks again for having me.
I think we're going to get really technical and into this life insurance policy items, because I think, again, it's a topic that's sometimes sensitive to talk about. What do we do if you or I are not here, and how are we going to take care of our family and our home and leave the lifestyle in case we are to leave, leaving the lifestyle for our family? So earlier you mentioned there's term life insurance and permanent life insurance. I'd like to go a little deeper on what are the advantages and disadvantages of both.
Well, then I guess we'll start with the term insurance. As it really states, term insurance is a policy for a specific period of time. It's usually a lesser expensive than a permanent type policy, but it is good if you need insurance for a short period of time. Example, maybe a younger individual would look at a term policy at a lesser, smaller premium because he is young and really maybe not doesn't have a family, doesn't have children, doesn't have too many responsibilities other than maybe some of the debts that he may have that may be to paid if something were to happen. That's a prime example that would be a good something good for that younger person to look at. They have different types of terms, whether it be the number of years or the amounts that they were looking to cover, again, for whatever reason that that individual have any type of debts at that particular time. There are different types of term policies for different reasons. Some of them are renewable at the end of a particular term. Some of the term policies could be converted into a permanent type policy if that individual so chooses. But a lot of younger people do look at term policies just because of that.
Then about permanent life insurance.
Then we get into the permanent type of life insurance where we graduate to the next age group. Age group meaning that we now have a spouse. We may have other responsibilities. We may have a home that we have a mortgage on. We may have children. All different types of responsibilities that are now accumulated over the years. So now we look at that permanent position because a permanent type in insurance is for the life of the individual.
Okay.
And so it expands on that whole period of time. It does have different benefits. So one of the benefits sometimes are the tax benefits. Sometimes they have it can be considered as an investment. An investment meaning that you could have withdrawals sometime down the road, whereas you may need them for whatever reasons. But it does cover a period of time of a lifespan, where again you have the need of it because you have so many different responsibilities. So that your insurance is going to cover that, and at different times you can increase, you can change them, and the premiums on the permanent type policies, yes, are a little bit higher than your term policies, but they do represent a much longer period of time, which does cover all those responsibilities.
Sounds like that stage gets a little bit more serious.
That's when you sit down with someone and look at all their needs. Yes, and it is a little bit more serious. A lot of times you can buy term insurance policies right over the telephone, but we still like to sit down and go over in with individuals on their specific needs.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust it over the phone. I'd rather a local person that I could trust. So that. Yeah,
that's what we always look for. A one-on-one is better to know who you're dealing with, and maybe get your questions answered right up front.
I agree, especially when you're talking about your family and protecting your family and such. So, if you're speaking to a family of four, two adults, two children, what are some of the short-term and long-term questions that you would ask them?
Well, I do sit down and look at their needs. We have to go in depth a little bit, ask a lot of questions, which we're dealing into their background. Some people are a little squeezy about that, but that's why we're there on a one-to-one, face-to-face, to get to know the individual, because there are so many different programs out there in the insurance industry. There are so many different reasons, and everyone has their own thoughts of what they should cover and why they should cover it. So under the short-term needs, we look at what assets would be available to take care of their dependents with their immediate financial needs. What that means is that one or both individuals would pass for whatever reason and under devastation, is that what are those financial needs to continue the lifestyles of the remaining people? It's very, very important. It's something that I would myself concern myself with, and hope that the people are looking at that. Other things are after you die, how long will it be before your property is turned over to your inheritors? What people don't think of their property, but the property is one of their sources. And if you are married and have children, you sure don't want to be in a position where, because you didn't have insurance coverage, your family, your children are forced to sell the property because they don't have the funds to maintain the mortgage payments or the expenses that are involved in it. So what you think about is those and how much coverage you really need to cover those, and that's why we call mortgage coverage insurance. Other things is that, will your estate owe any substantial debts or taxes after your death? Most people don't look at those, because there are taxes involved when someone does pass, and there are debts that one accumulates, especially if you have a spouse, because in a lot of cases those debts do pass to the spouse because they are joint, which people don't think about. So if there are substantial amounts of debts out there, who's going to pay those? You sure don't want to leave those responsibilities to your heirs, to your family, to your spouse, or anyone that is left the responsibility to pay those. Again, that comes into your short-term needs of every different family. Then, if we go into our long-term needs, we earn, or we look at the earning capacity of each individual that we're referring to, that we're talking to, is that how much do they depend on their earnings for the future? We look at that. We look at how much they need to go on a day-to-day basis to have their family continue with their lifestyle that they have developed. We always have expanded our lifestyle. Every time we buy something, we have something new. It just expands our whole lifestyle, especially with the technology that we're up in in today's world. So we depend on that earning capability. How much money would our dependents need to live on the expenses? Again, that comes in the short term and long term, because we're not only looking at, or we sure wouldn't want to look at just supplying income to our our families for only a short period of time, because after we've passed, there's a lot of things emotionally that may come into play that would help deter determination, this requirement to move, to get out of their lifestyle, to change their whole background, to change their whole affluency or whatever they're currently living in. So we look at that, and we determine what those expenses are and how to deal with them. How long will it take for our dependents to become self-sufficient? Well, that varies according to the people that we're representing, the individuals, especially as can a spouse get another job? Do they have another income? Do they have relatives that are going to put money into the bucket to maintain their lifestyle? We all need that additional income. We may have to work at how we become self-sufficient.
Some kids never grow up, so that could be a problem.
That is totally correct.
And I would think that some of the young generation thinks that they're invincible, that they'll never need this. And then I can see the families. I never realized that debt really does pass on to the ones that are living. So that's a very interesting point. And then obviously you have your seniors and things that probably need another customized plan.
Correct. And we should also think about, and we don't like to think about this, but we should really pay attention to our children, because they are vulnerable also. And we don't want to put that burden even on yourself, if that particular time comes.
I agree. So if you would like to get in touch with Bruce Henge from the Henge Agency, his phone number is 215-704-6385. He will be holding classes in May that you can ask him about, but they are open to the public, answering questions on life insurance, Social Security, annuities and such, and I promise you won't glaze over. And also, if you'd like to get in touch with Bruce, he is at bhengey@gmail.com. Any last note there, Bruce?
Well, it's something that we all put aside because we're all going to do it later, but later gets more expensive. So it's about time that we should do it now. Today's the best day.
True. Don't put it off. And just remember that protecting your future, your resources, and your family, that leads to a balanced life. And the reason for us being here today. Thank you for listening. And I'm Renee with InTouchMarketingConcepts.com.
Do you know what you're buying when you purchase life insurance? Hi, I'm Bruce Hengey of the Hengey Agency. You should know that you're not paying for a product. You're helping to invest in the comfort of knowing that your financial security of your dependents has been taken care of, even if you are not there to provide it. I work to provide mortgage protection, final expense, and tax-free retirement with only the top-rated insurance companies. For your custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Hengey at 215-704-6385.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
One, two, three.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.